This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning to you. How are you? All the best for 2022.
Good morning. Thank you very much and welcome back to the station. I hope you had a good break.
I had the most wonderful break. I must say it was really, really incredible, but it is so awesome to be back as well. This is what I missed greatly. But apparently, Vic, there is a major story developing in Australia around the Sydney Festival. Tell us about it.
So the Sydney Festival is an annual event which takes place at this time of the year every year. And it's a cultural event with dance and music and all sorts of performances, etc. Designed to attract everyone of all ages. Now, there's a name which maybe I'm sure will be familiar to many listeners, and he's one of the world's top choreographers in terms of dance. His name is Ohad Naharin, and you may be next. With the Israel's Bat Sheva dance, the Sydney Festival brought into programming for this year, and in fact for the last few days, a dance by Adna Harin called Deca Dance, with an A at the end there instead of an E, the Deca Dance, to be performed by the Sydney Dance Company, but his choreography and his work. And it was announced way back when in November. And the significant part of this is not just that he was an Israeli worker, but that the Israeli embassy here in Canberra in Australia had donated $20,000 to the Sydney Festival to help pay for this Israeli dance, for this work by Mr. Naharin to be performed. And in addition to which, there was the Israeli embassy logo on the program. Well, inevitably, sadly, the protest erupted with calls for BDS to boycott the Sydney Festival as a result of the fact that it was Israeli funding and that the Israeli government or embassy's logo was included. And the issue, to say that it's escalated, is an understatement. All the mainstream media has covered it, including front page stories in the Sydney Morning Herald, and including protests outside the Sydney Opera House, where it was performed at the end of last week, starting on Thursday night, and the last performance being on Sunday evening, so two nights ago. And as of today, and the Sydney Festival is still going on, 27 acts have withdrawn from the Sydney Festival in protest against the above. The good news, if I can put it this way, is that a group of American, mainly American, not only American, artists and performers of 120, mainly American performers and artists, have issued a very strong statement condemning the boycott. The most high-profile name there, I would guess, would be Gene Simmons, who the leader of the band Kiss. It included Emil Sherman, who's an Oscar winner, who's an Australian person actually, and Jewish, and has won an Academy Award for his movie Lion, which some people might remember. So 120 people, artists, etc., issued a public statement, very strong statement, condemning the boycotting. 27 acts, as of now, have withdrawn. There have been protests outside the Opera House, and it's, as I say, received coverage in all the media, television, radio, and all the mainstream press as well.
What's so amazing is I wonder when we'll get to a situation where the world starts to realize that everything that the BDS gets involved with, they destroy. In other words, they're not really just attacking Israel. They're attacking Sydney. They're attacking Australia. They're attacking other artists. Their goal is, they might claim to be about Israel, but literally everything that they get involved with, they somehow manage to decimate. It's just an incredible thing.
And that point you just made has been made standardly, if I can say, also a gratifying part of the story by leaders of society beyond the Jewish community. So I'm talking about federal and state members of government. And in just today's paper, the arts minister in New South Wales, named Ben Franklin, has issued is interviewed in the Sydney Morning Herald, and he himself wrote a column 2 days ago as well, condemning this and making the point that you have just made, and saying that this is, that the whole, think he used the word chokhmah, the whole rationale of these cultural festivals is to learn from each other and to break down barriers and to learn how we can get on with each other, the values and the virtues which different parties bring to the table, et cetera, et cetera. Just in yesterday's paper, in the, also the Sydney Morning Herald, was the Australian, I think the Herald as well, a man, Dave Sharma, who we've talked about before, who was Australia's former ambassador to Israel, actually, wrote a very strong piece and was interviewed on television also, condemning the boycott for the reasons that you have just said. So that's the positive news, is that there have been leaders of society from beyond the community who come out very strongly talking about the values of cultural exchange and how, what a retrogressive move this boycott is. And sadly continues to be, because the festival is going on. And as I mentioned a moment ago, as of right now, 27 acts have actually withdrawn from the festival. And here's one of the, here's one of the supremely ironic words. In the statement which the organizers of a boycott issued, they said it would be quote unquote culturally unsafe for people to take part in this festival because of the Israeli presence and the Israeli support.
What does that even mean, culturally unsafe?
I know, what does it even mean?
So it's absolutely incredible. What does the normal person in the street feel about this? What is public sentiment?
Well, that's an interesting question. And I think because the mainstream media have given a lot of coverage, as in columns on both sides by organizers, those objecting to it. And so letters to the editor I have not seen. And I think that mainstream media have taken a calculated decision, because to keep the dispute out of the letters pages, because we can go crazy, and have just limited it to columns and opinion pieces from on both sides of the debate. So what do most people think about this? I think generally, and from my time here as board deputy, is that mainstream Australian doesn't like you to bring foreign conflicts onto the street. In other words, I believe, without doing any surveys, that they would say, just, don't
leave us alone
with the conflict. Come here to watch a dance, just and leave us alone. And I think most people would not be, by inserting a foreign conflict into coming to form a dance by one of the world's top dance choreographers.
The problem with this is that the next time a festival like this or another festival is being organized and somebody is thinking about bringing in an Israeli artist, it is much easier to say, you know what, maybe let's just look at an artist from somewhere else rather, because we might have this issue. So unfortunately, boycotts work when we don't see them working, because it's much easier to avoid this type of conflict by not having them there next time.
And that is this absolute sad reality, and that point has been made in what, and also, by the way, as an aside, in previous years, there has been sponsorship by a Chinese airline. And the point was made in one of the columns. They didn't really notice, were there any protests in the street against the treatment of the Uyghurs, for example? No, there really weren't any.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
Exactly. And your point is also well made. It's possibly just seen as next time around, we really don't need such a headache. Let's rather get a sponsorship from France or something. Yeah.
Absolutely. Vic Aladev, crazy story, but we'll definitely continue.